Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to be speaking today with authors of one of the feature articles in our February 2017 issue. The article is Nursing's Evolving Role in Patient Safety, and it's a content analysis of articles in AJN over 115 years looking at nursing and patient safety. And the authors are Sonia Kowalski, who is an assistant professor, and Maureen Anthony, who is a professor both at Macaulay School of Nursing, University of Detroit, Mercy. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So, hi, Sean. Good to be here.
I'm glad you took the time. As somebody who loves nursing history, I loved this article. It was fascinating to take the walk through time and look at what nurses were focused on as far as patient safety or not even thinking about patient safety in some cases, I guess, as you went through the years of AJN. But just to backtrack a little bit, what made you do this article?
Well, about maybe 10 years ago, a friend gave me some AJNs from the 1970s because she knew I liked historical nursing articles. And I started reading some of them, and that's the time when I graduated from nursing school, and I started to get a chuckle about so many of the things that we did that we no longer do. So I kind of recognized that AJN was a treasure trove of nursing history, being that really it goes back to the beginnings of professional nursing. So that's what was the beginning of the idea. And then when I saw the call for abstracts for the mentoring, the RWJ mentoring
the nurse faculty writing program.
Correct.
Yes.
And Sonia was still is working on her DNP and doing a lot in the area of patient safety, so I thought she would be a perfect partner to do this with me, and that's how it came about.
Oh, that's great. So let me ask you, Sonia, as you started going through it, what popped out at you in as you went through the years?
What popped out at me was that nurses have been actively engaged in promoting patient safety almost from the earliest years of recording, but I don't feel that nurses were always listened to, and some of the safety recommendations that go back as far as the 1930s have still not been fully implemented but are still being recommended to improve patient safety today. So to me, it was kind of astounding that here we are, you know, 80, 90 years later, and the same recommendations still haven't been completely and fully adopted.
Can you give an example of one of them?
Well, what I noticed the most would be with pharmacology and medication administration. It's still being recommended today that nurses have time to administer medications without interruptions, and in some facilities, it seems they are implementing that policy, but in other facilities, it seems that being able to instantly access the nurse via telephone or paging seems to be more of a priority as far as patient satisfaction goes than actually providing a protected time to administer those medications. And that was a recommendation that was implemented or recommended in the 1930s. Then also the use of generic names was also recommended in the 1930s, and that's a relatively recent adoption across the board. The use of strictly the metric system versus apothecary system for medication dosages. So there was a lot of things that were recommended a very long time ago that have really only recently, since the IOM report, been widely adopted by a lot of medical facilities.
They say, what is it they say, it takes anywhere from 14 to 17 years for evidence to get into practice? It's, well, judging from this, it certainly seems to take a lot longer than even 20 to 30 years. So what kinds of things in this did you do have a nice theme analysis where you pull out the specific themes, but what are the themes that seem to really endure through the years?
You know, medication safety for sure was from the very beginning. Infection control in the very early years, that was really about in the very maybe first 20 years, nurses were very familiar with the perils of infectious disease. but they hadn't been doing professional nursing long enough to recognize some of the other things that would come down 20, 30 years later, like burns from hot water bottles or pressure sores. So I thought that was kind of neat to see how after some period of time when they had time to collect and evaluate data that they started to institute other safety precautions other than just infection control.
And was there one decade that you thought was a particular turning point?
I believe that the World War was instrumental in a lot of quality improvements across the board in hospitals because of the shortage of nurses and because of the war. They started having hospital units where rapid response was implemented. So they started out with near landing strips in case of a plane crash where they could hurry and rush the patient in. They started developing the shock carts, which were the our modern day crash carts at that time, and implementing policies and procedures to get rapid care to the patients who needed it the most. And then what branched from that was then the emergency rooms, the post-anesthesia care units, the obstetrical units, the specialty care units to treat those higher risk patients, and then also that also followed them with the higher levels of training for the nurses who worked in those units. So I do definitely think that World War II was that decade was instrumental in a lot of the improvements that we saw in healthcare.
And if there's one message that you would hope nurses get from this article, what would it be for each of you?
Well, I would encourage nurses to embrace recommendations that are made for patient safety. Like we were saying earlier, it seems like it took an awful long time to implement so many of the safety measures that were proposed in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Are still being talked about today, but not fully implemented. I would agree. I think also too, the nurses really need to use the power of their voice, and we need to work together to get the message out for safety. Because a lot of times it seems that nurses have sounded an alarm and it hasn't really been responded to. So I think that we need to be persistent in. The safety measures that the evidence shows are effective for our patients.
That's a great point. So do you have plans for any further work in content analysis or other areas?
Oh, as I said, AJN is a treasure trove of data, so I'm sure we're going to come up with another plan. It was a wonderful experience to work with Dr. Anthony, and it was a wonderful experience to work on this material with her. And I really enjoyed going through all of the articles, and it was a great deal of fun to research the old articles and read what had been written by the nurses in the previous generation. So I would definitely like to do it again with a different topic.
Well, I'm glad that the Nurse Faculty Scholars Writing Program spurred the collaboration between the two of you, and I know it spurred a few other dyads as well. And so we are running the program again for the next year, and that's available. So I hope other people who are listening to this podcast and read the article will go online and find a mentor or a mentee and write something up for us. I think there's a lot of great articles out there waiting to be published. So thank you so much for this article and for taking the time to give us a little bit more background on it. And thanks again, and I look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Thanks. Thank you.